Hoppin' on 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. A great event's happening with the Kansas City Royals next Saturday. On the phone to tell us more about it is Toby Cook, representing the Kansas City Royals. We all know Toby. How you doing this afternoon?
Playmaker, you're very nice to have me on. Thank you. I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm glad to have you on here to talk about this great event that's happening next Saturday. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a big deal for us. There's only two other times that this has happened in Major League Baseball, but a week from Saturday night after the Royals play the Mets, we're going to host a post-game concert with Lauryn Hill, who was a big deal a couple of decades ago, Artist of the Year, 5-time Grammy winner, first album came out, and she's going to be performing on behalf of an organization called Strikeout Slavery. So Albert Pujols, who will be a Hall of Famer, as soon as he retires from baseball, he and his wife Deidre had it on their hearts to bring awareness to modern-day slavery, human trafficking, and they had a huge concert out in California. They did one with the New York Mets, and now we're going to do one on Saturday night to raise awareness for what they call modern-day slavery, which is a bigger deal than really anybody realizes.
Yeah, and one thing I know about the Royals organization, they do care about others out there in society as well, and y'all like to play y'all part in helping out with society, so I know this is a great thing that y'all helping put on.
Yeah, we were approached by Deidre a couple of years ago because when she had kind of traveled the country and then traveled the world and realized that this kind of thing was going on, she decided to try to do something out in Anaheim where her husband was playing. But she's from Kansas City, and yes, Albert grew up around here, and you know, a lot of Royals fans would have loved to have had him play for the Royals one day, but he came in when the team was in town earlier this year and did a news conference with our pitcher Brad Keller, talked about how important this was to her and Deidre, and so we're very, very fortunate that even though we didn't get him to play for in a Royals uniform, we're doing something very, very big with the Pujolses on that Saturday night.
Yeah, what time will the game start, and what time will the concert start?
You bet. So our first pitch is at 6:15, and gates will open around 4:30, and at that point we're going to have a big celebration where there'll be booths and information that are set up in the outfield experience where people can learn more about human trafficking. This is such a big deal that the Attorney General for the state of Missouri and the Attorney General for the state of Kansas and their representatives are going to be out at the ballpark because they have to deal with this sort of thing all the time on a law enforcement standpoint or saving people from this insidious activity. 6:15 first pitch, and then just maybe a half hour, 15 minutes to a half an hour after the game is over, then Ms. Lauryn Hill will take the stage. We'll roll the stage out, and it'll start, and if you've got tickets to the ball game, you can stay for the concert. So it's a free concert with a Royals game.
That's good. That's like two for one right there. So how can they get those tickets, Toby?
Royals.com is the best way to get them, or you can call 1-800-6-ROYALS. You can also find out more through our social media and through Strikeout Slavery on social media.
Yes, yes. Let's get three wins right there. Let's strike out slavery. Let's get the Royals to beat the Mets, and let's get a great show from Lauryn Hill that night.
Yep. It'll be a blast. We'll do all three. That'll be fun.
I love that, Toby. I appreciate your time. Thank you for calling in. And people, get out there and get those tickets for next Saturday, August 17th, from the Royals take on the Mets, and let's help strike out slavery. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you very much.